to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 1 with verses 18 through 21. What difference does it make as long as in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is being proclaimed? And in that I rejoice. Indeed, I shall continue to rejoice, for I know that this will result in deliverance for me through your prayers and support from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. My eager expectation and hope is that I shall not be put to shame in any way, but that with all boldness, now as always, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. Our final call, where your breath becomes a whisper, and only God can hear your soul. Will his peace envelop your no, as your leap into life eternal we all want to sow? Paul was ready to face anything because of Jesus. He faced more than trial, but death itself, without the gasp of air we all relish, but the silence of forever our minds will stare enveloped. Indeed, one must rejoice when Christ is being proclaimed, delivering others around you to the plate of mercy he ordained. This is God's time, God's will, many a biblical scholar would argue, but I regress to the reality of this in every instant, for they come as expected, willing and ready to serve, but his timing is always the result of grace being received and nothing to do with others relieved as nerve. A woman with three boys stand behind me when breakfast is being paid. You asked if it's okay to bless her this day. There was no names exchanged, just the act of charity God wills us all to relay. Jesus. This is God's timing of mercy displayed. Just a small act of sharing what God does for us each day. Living his will in all things. God first remains with a tear. Without shame. Amen. Join me in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially Alexandra and Alan, that's our two oldest, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those we've said that we'd pray for, and for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who have no one to pray for them. We lift you up in prayer today, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Philippians 1, where in verses 18 through 21, three stanzas of poem, ongoing. It's titled, Truth or Pretense? Regurgitate. Weigh every difference make. Truth or pretense, regurgitate. Proclaiming Christ without mistake. Rejoicing do I, deliverance by his magistrate. Christ Jesus' spirit support. Hope and eager expectations to report. In boldest, no shame shall I retort. Body, mind, magnified Christ as my export. death or life remain. Christ is life, my aim. Gain is death, as same. Jesus removes all shame. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 7th, 2022. Recording this morning, 6:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We talk about the Lord's will today. What a beautiful act of mercy to be able to display Him in all things. Maybe it's in your shirt. Maybe it's in something you have on your car. Maybe it's the way you feel about Jesus so far. But share it with others and remain in Him, and you'll find life to be pleasant and thin. You don't have to be fat to be everything in Christ. You can be not fat and enjoy things twice. In the name of Jesus, we close today saying hello to any of our friends that we pray for each day. We always include John and Marie as our good friends to say, God bless you guys. Have a great day. We close in the name of Jesus at 7:04 to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus.